This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist with Nebraska Extension for Dodge and Washington Counties. At our Nebraska Extension Soybean Midwest Production Clinic in August, I asked agronomists and producers to rank various soybean traits in order of importance. They ranked yield potential, herbicide trait technologies, and relative maturity as the three most important. So how important is soybean relative maturity in eastern Nebraska? Three recent data analysis studies shared in 2017 do apply to soybean growers in eastern Nebraska. Researchers across the Midwest provided data to University of Wisconsin to help create a delineation for where relative maturities should be planted across the United States. This kind of work was last done in 1970 and in 2003. For eastern Nebraska, the data suggests that the ideal soybean relative maturity is around a 2.5, bordering South Dakota, to about a 3.8 along the Kansas border. A UNL-led producer survey focused on soybean yield gaps for various climate and soils across the United States and found that there was a consistent trend in Nebraska for slightly shorter relative maturities for higher soybean yields. First, Seed Test, which provides third-party soybean variety testing both in northeast and southeast Nebraska since 2012. When I conducted data analysis with their data from 2012 through 2016, I found that the relative maturity is not a large factor explaining yield variation unless you get outside the relative maturity range for Nebraska. On average, a top-performing 2.6 relative maturity soybean variety can yield just as well as a 3.4 relative maturity variety in northeast Nebraska. Therefore, growers and agronomists should look at variety yield performance across the range of relative maturities, then start selecting for other important traits to address yield-limiting factors. Farmers can take advantage of diversifying and leveraging various relative maturities, such as trying to capture seed moisture at harvest closer to 13% by using a combination of planting date and relative maturities to spread out harvest, and allow more time to get a cover crop or winter wheat cash crop planted after soybeans. There are numerous sources of information to help select a group of top-yielding varieties with a range of relative maturities for your farm. Sources include your own on-farm yield data, university data and faculty, third-party data and their resources, and seed company resources and representatives. So this fall, when you start ordering seed, I encourage you to diversify and leverage soybean relative maturity on your farm. To get more information on soybean relative maturity for eastern Nebraska, visit our website at croptechcafe.org or give me a call at 727-2775. Know your crop, know your tech, know your bottom line. This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist for Nebraska Extension on KTIC Radio.